Good morning.
Good morning.
For those of you who don't know me, my name is Laura Ashley Powell. I like to go by Laura Ashley. But I just returned from a medical evangelistic missions trip to Bolivia. And we had a little presentation last Sunday night, but I was not able to come because I was kind of throwing up all day. So, but God showed all of us so much and blessed us so much on this trip, but I want to focus in the next couple of minutes on what touched me the most. First, I really want to mention the selflessly generous Bolivians and missionaries that I met, and I will never forget, on the boat and in Santa Cruz and in Trinidad. Even though I didn't have the opportunity to learn each and every one of the boat crew's names, since I'd only been on the boat for a couple of hours before it capsized, I will never forget their faces and genuine hugs as they gave that they gave me and cried genuine tears for us people that they had just met. And I pray to be one day as selfless as those people that I met and interacted there. I'm also so thankful for the bond that I have with the other people, the teens and the adults that went on the trip with me. And I'm closer with them now than if the boat had not have tipped over, because through that trial, in all of them, I saw humility and strength and endurance and kindness and selflessness of the team. Basically, the fruit of the Spirit in the teens and the adults just wowed me. And during the trip, after we lost a lot of our stuff from the boat capsizing, we weren't just sharing each other's clothes and water bottles and Bibles and, in some cases, spoons and toothbrushes. But we were there for each other when we needed it, and we were encouraging and edifying one another on a daily basis. It was such a beautiful and refreshing picture to me of how God's people are meant to interact with each other every day. And during this trip, I got a clear sight of who God is and what he has done and who I have been, because tough times really do reveal what is inside of a person's heart. Like when all of it was going on, just how people reacted, you just like see who that person really is just coming out of them. And after looking at everything, I am so exceedingly thankful for the trial and testing of faith on this trip that brought me way, way out of my comfort zone and reminded me that God is all I have, really, and that I've been letting all the things that I have here in America distract me from that fact. I say this because what troubled me the most on the trip wasn't necessarily surviving a mini version of the Titanic, but I think what Satan really used to discourage my heart was, for some reason, struggling with self-pity, even though I really didn't have anything to feel sorry for myself about. But I just felt discouraged inside of myself for some reason, to the point of not wanting to minister, or I struggled with thinking that God's plan was not the best. That was probably my biggest struggle that Satan used. But the whole trip, I was asking God and praying him just the whole time, why did things happen this way? Why are we ministering in Santa Cruz instead of on the river? And I lost my passport when the boat tipped over, and so why am I stuck in immigration trying to get a visa right now when the rest of the team is out ministering? But I believe that God brought all of us and myself to a point where we had next to nothing physically because we lost so much, but also we lost things in other ways. We not only lost possessions, but also, you know, we were at the point where, okay, our boat just sunk and most of our stuff with it. What do we do now? Like, we just came all the way here. What are we going to do now? He just brought us to that point to remind us, and especially me and my heart, that he's really all that we need. We lost some ministry stuff and we lost some time. But he abundantly provided in that, and he did a great work in us and through us, even though we lost some things that we can just, like they kept saying, we can just buy back at Walmart. So, but God was the answer to all of my questions and to all of your prayers, because I know so many of you are praying. And he made all things good, and I would not have had the trip go any other way. It was God's way, and it was the best thing that could have happened, even though it's not what we originally planned. So, thank you.